On today's show, could India be the next China in car sales? Subaru is the next automaker bringing a plug-in hybrid to the market. And automotive suppliers say Toyota and Honda are the best automakers to work with. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Subaru just announced it's coming out with its first plug-in hybrid model, the Crosstrek Hybrid. If you're wondering why it chose its third best-selling model in the U.S. for its first plug-in, it likely has to do with Subaru already offering a hybrid model of the Crosstrek that was first introduced in 2014. And since Toyota now owns a part of Subaru, the new model will use Toyota's hybrid system with an all-new transmission and a boxer engine. The Crosstrek Hybrid will have a few unique styling elements to set it apart from other models and will arrive at dealerships near the end of the year. Automotive suppliers in North America say Toyota and Honda are the best automakers to work with. They rate General Motors much better than Ford, and they rate FCA and Nissan rather poorly. Those are the results of the annual survey of suppliers conducted by Planning Perspectives. It interviews executives and purchasing buyers at 496 Tier 1 suppliers and asks them to rate the automakers on trust, communications, honesty, price pressure, relationships, and a number of other categories. Planning Perspectives claims it can statistically prove that automakers which have good relations with their suppliers make more profit. That's because suppliers which like and trust automakers will show them their latest technology before they show it to others. And if there are any problems, happy suppliers will put their best people on them to get them resolved as fast as possible. The population of India is almost the same as China's. They both have about 1.3 billion people. And that means India has the potential to turn into a massive automotive market. Wards Auto reports that sales in India hit 346,000 vehicles in April, which is up 11% from the year before. That puts it close to Germany, though clearly the cars sold in Germany are at much higher prices. For the first 4 months of the year, carmakers sold nearly 1.4 million vehicles in India, showing that it's starting to emerge as a significant market. We'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
How much is your life worth to you? How about $5 a week? Well, that's the amount that 3 out of 4 teenagers say it would take to get them to significantly reduce how much texting they do while driving. They want to get paid to stop texting while driving. Teenagers say that getting a lecture from their parents really doesn't have that much impact. Fewer than 1 in 5 teens would stop texting if their parents told them to do so. And in motor racing news, Lewis Hamilton dominated the Formula One Spanish Grand Prix in his Mercedes. He had the pole position and was never seriously challenged to take the win. In IndyCar, great driving and strategy saw Will Power win on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It was Roger Penske's 200th win in motorsports. Say, have you seen our newest program, Ask Autoline? John will go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today to answer all of your automotive questions, rapid-fire style. Pickup trucks have always been boxes on wheels. But coming up next, we'll tell you how Ram engineers made big improvements to the truck's fuel economy by improving its aerodynamics.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Rob Wickman, the director of Ram Truck Engineering, and he talked about the aerodynamic improvements his team made to the pickup.
That was an extremely great outcome. 9% improvement over our current truck.
And put that in perspective. Yeah, 9% is like
0.357 is a coefficient of drag.
Okay.
So 0.357 or exiting truck is 0.393. That is significant from an aero perspective. Two of those come from active features. One of them is our active air dam. That's 40% of the 9%.
So, and what's that, like a chin spoiler that deploys?
It's a dam that deploys at 35 miles an hour, and it retracts at 15 miles an hour. And it's offered on all of our trucks except for the Rebel off-road and our air suspension, because our air suspension has an aero mode. 60 miles an hour, it drops 0.6 of an inch, providing that. And this air dam also is clutch. So for some of you that may run into stuff, it'll get out of the way and it won't break, which is good. The second active feature is our grill shutters. Mm-hmm. Those clothes provide aero improvement, also provide fast heater warm up, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
Other feature, which I like to note, is in the rear, the top of our cab as it comes by, there's like a dovetail. There's a dovetail cutout in the upper hood. And then we raised our box 38 millimeters. And that combination gave us another 40% reduction in aero. Significant aero improvement.
Not only that, it makes your bed deeper then.
Yes.
Right? And it's actually more usable.
Three and a half cubic feet in the rear. And that was one where we worked with design office. And a lot of times there's creative tension between us and design office. There's no tension on that one. But none
for increasing
whatsoever.
The box size?
And also in the roof, where we have that dovetail in the roof. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they just thought it was like a cool-looking feature. That
they bought right into it, because sometimes our aerodynamics no one may want to buy a vehicle if they had their free realm of that. Mm-hmm. So, but every inch of this truck, including all the spats, have been gone over. Every millimeter, every OE does the same thing, just to make sure you get the optimum amount of aero improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And for a deeper dive into the new Ram 1500, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And don't miss this week's show, when we take a deep dive into the world of 3D printing. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.